Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The real Heat lifer, the voice of the Miami Heat, Eric Reed, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Good morning, Eric. The end stretch of the Miami Heat coming up here, a couple games left, and then all of a sudden it's the play-in tournament or the regular playoffs. How are you doing this morning, Eric?
I'm doing well, Zach and Joe. Good to be with you. Yep, six games left. And to play in or not to play in, that right now is definitely the question.
Eric, it's crazy. It looked like they were on track there for a while, and then Jimmy can't play the other night and then end up. I'm just curious, what do you look at? They're sitting with 35 and 31. They still have a chance to jump as high as 5 and as low as 7 here, but you look at the biggest problem. Has it been three-point shooting, late shooting in games, defending the three, injury bug that had a lot of guys miss a lot of games? What do you think's been the biggest issue with this team overall?
Do you have an all-of-the-above box we could check, Joe?
I don't know if I hit them all or not. That's why I was kind of wondering there.
it's been a lot. Listen, when you're hovering around 500 all year long, you know, there's the built-in ups and downs that come with, you know, losing almost as often as you win. They keep giving you hints like there's more there. Certainly we learned from last year, you know, remember going into the playoffs last season, Joe, as the fifth seed.
Right.
Nobody saw what was coming next in advance, and nor do we now. But listen, there's a lot to still play for right now. First of all, you got to beat Minnesota on Friday. You already lost to them once. Miami has done well for the most part against the under 500 teams. I think where, you know, they've looked in the mirror and not like what they've seen back is against the winning teams. And Miami does not have a good record against those clubs yet. But you have to beat Minnesota Friday. And then you would come, you know, face to face with the two games that will, you know, dictate how you probably feel about your regular season. Back to back in Boston, May 9th on Mother's Day. May 11th, which is next Tuesday, and the Heat have put themselves in a position already trailing the Celts in the series, one game to none, of almost having to win both in Boston to finish ahead of Boston. If you can't do that, you know, then you better brace for, you know, this play-in tournament that you've heard a lot about it, Joe. I mean, I want to go through it a few times before I formulate my own opinion on it. There's certain things I really like about it, though. The fact that, you know, it's opened up playoff drama to teams 9 and 10 right now.
Right.
And when you look at the Washington Wizards and the charge they're putting on late, I think that's great for the game to see Beal and Westbrook play at this extraordinary level. And nobody wants to see them in that play-in round. But if Miami has to, they're going to have to play 7 versus 8. You know, the winner has 7. If you lose that game, you got to play the 9-10 winner. If you lose that game, there are no playoffs. So it's life on the edge. Everybody moves to that window ledge, and that's what it's all about this time of year. But hopefully the Heat can avoid it. If not, there'll be an extra game or two.
Eric, the morning after the Mavericks game, we came in here and we were talking about, you know, going over everything in the box score, obviously. And the conversation we were having here was that Bam Adebayo's got to step up more offensively or be more involved offensively, especially when Jimmy's out and Jimmy's not playing in the game. Is a criticism on Bam when we come in a morning after that? Should he get that criticism? Should he be more involved, do you think, in a game where Jimmy's not there?
If you're going to win that game, yes, probably. But I think Bam, you know, you might be able to criticize it for a game or two here and there, but he is averaging 19 points per game. He's taken a tremendous leap. You know, nobody looked at Bam until now as a guy that you could count on offensively. And now you know, it's 19, 20 points a game, and he's getting 20 or more on most nights. Did not have a good game that night. And I don't think the Heat played well that night. You know, what happened in that game, he got off to a great first quarter start, and then it faded. And I think the thing that Eric Spoelstra probably liked least about it, you know, other than the lack of defense, was a lack of fight, you know, back in the second half. So that's what you need to tap into. So to put it all on Bam is probably not correct, but he didn't have a good offensive game and wasn't as impactful on that end as the Heat needed him to be. You know, but that's behind us now. Next one's coming, and he's got Karl Anthony Towns, and we got the highest scoring rookie in the league, and Anthony Edwards coming in, who just scored 42 last night in a loss. So there's no easy games, that's for sure, especially this time of year, Joe.
Hey, let's talk about those New York Knicks. What a great story, and we've been waiting for this turnaround with the Julius Randle. What a great story, and Derrick Rose back with his old coach as well, and I've been shocked. I mean, it's clearly, to me, the best coaching job in the NBA this year. Have you been – I know you're an old Knicks fan anyway, but I think it's great for the league as well. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from the Knicks so far?
I'm surprised how well they have played. I thought they were better. I thought Tom Thibodeau would improve them. I didn't know it would be by this much. And, you know, when they lost Mitchell Robinson, guys, earlier in the year, their 7-foot sort of shot-blocking, rebounding center, I thought that would hurt them because they've been, you know, the best defensive team in the league all year, you know, thanks to the way Tom Thibodeau coaches and practices and preaches and teaches. But when you lost him, it moved Nerlens Noel into the starting spot. It hurt their depth, but it hasn't really hurt them like I thought it would. Julius Randle, I think, is one of the most underrated, you know, underappreciated players in the league. R.J. Barrett has had a much improved second season. And I think the pickup of Derrick Rose is one of the best midseason acquisitions this year in the NBA. He has really helped them. And even though they got pounded last night at Denver, it looks like, and they got three tough games left on this current road trip, but it looks like they're going to have enough to hold on to that fourth spot. And then it's going to be about for them, you know, getting rid of immediately the joy of just making the playoffs, because once you're there, it's about what you do there. And, you know, nobody wants a first-round exit. They've been waiting a long time to get in, and they're going to want to stay in a little while. It's going to be very interesting to see how they do play in the playoffs. And right now you could be looking at a Knicks-Atlanta first-round series. And the Hawks, man, they just keep surprising you. Last night they had 7 in double figures. They shot 63%, Joe, to beat a very good Phoenix team last night, Atlanta. So that could be a really great first-round series, Knicks and Hawks.
We were talking about something else this morning, the guy out west and LeBron James and his injury and stuff, and I just want to take a moment. I want you to listen to this for a second again.
But we also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron,
not two.
Tell us about that.
Not two. Not three. Not three. Not four. Not five, not six, not seven. Hey, and when I say that, I really believe it.
All right, so we got two out of the deal. Two out of four ain't bad, going with all those great games and stuff. We're just talking about because we got on this thing. You know, some people really like LeBron and some just really don't. And he gave the Heat a great 4 years of fun. Nobody complained when he was here. He left, and, you know, some people jumped off the bandwagon. I'm just curious, how do you look at LeBron James overall after being such a big part of calling his games and getting to know him a little bit?
Well, as one of the greatest players to ever play the sport, a great winner, you know, a champ, a guy that gave us four of the best years we'll ever have down here.
Right.
And I look forward to the day someday when his career is done, whenever that is, Joe. I think you're gonna hear for the first time probably the real appreciation that he has for the 4 years that he spent here, for two championship memories that he'll always have from here. And I think you'll see that when it's done, and when that number of his gets hoisted to the rafters at the American Airlines Arena, where it someday will truly belong. So I got nothing but gratitude for him, appreciation for him, and respect for him, Joe.
Eric, you know that soundbite in 100 years, we're still going to be listening to it. You know your voice is going to be all over that for the next 100
years. Oh, man, you know,
if
it wasn't for you guys, people would have forgotten that I had anything to do with that, including myself, by the way.
You know what's funny? I use it on everything. I know more people that go, well, how many do you think you're going to get tonight? I go, not one, not two, not three, not four. You know, I mean, you can put whatever number on there. I'll go, damn, Eric Reed got that one. That big old smile on your face up there. That was a special day, man. Hey, by the way, how many of those posters did you get that day? Did you take home?
I don't remember. However many I got, I don't have any of them left.
Me neither.
Joe, but,
me neither. They're all gone.
You know what the lesson of that is, though, the whole thing? I mean, listen, that was one of them.
Oh, man, what a great
day. It started off those four magical years. It was a special night. We all got caught up in the excitement. I think when you look back on it, you realize, man, we thought it was going to be easier. Everybody thought it would be easier to just line up and play and win championships. It's the hardest thing you can do in the world of sports, Joe. You know it. Win a championship. So much has to go right. And now, man, if you got three great players, you're fortunate, but you're not the only one in town that has that. So it's really hard to win at that level. You got to stay healthy. You got to keep your group together. The ego thing has got to be a team ego and a winning ego. And man, it's not, it's anything but easy. That's for sure.
I totally agree with you, man. Right. Just nobody's going to argue winning those things. And we got some teams in town that have been on serious droughts as far as getting those championships and even losing that final game a couple of times. Those sting, man. And through the years, it doesn't get any easier. You know, it just, you're right. Hey, by the way.
You know what, Joe? I even look back to last year, Joe. I think, you know, everybody sort of dismisses the Heat in the finals last year. Remember that series went six?
That's right.
And you lost Dragic and Bam in game one. It's a shame. You know, you can't revisit it. Yeah, there's no revisionist history on it. I guarantee you, though, it would have gone at least seven. And if it goes seven, you got a puncher's chance to win it there. But listen, that was great getting there. We'll see what happens, and hopefully the Heat can get back in there and get it going again in the playoffs.
Yeah, get on a run here. Hey, I got to leave you with this one because we were talking about injuries earlier, and I said, you know, I do feel bad. You and I went for a loose ball in Weston at Outdoor, and I didn't know the bench wasn't going to move when you went –
Me or my shoulder did not know that bench wasn't going to move either.
And the shoulder gets destroyed, and I didn't even take you. I should have been the one to take you to the emergency room, and Ira took you, and I ended up playing basketball for 2 hours with the other guys. I just want to let you know.
And Eric, just between me and you, cheap shot or not by Joe there?
I don't think so. You know, he's a big guy, even with them little twinkle toes of his. But you know, the thing I love about Joe, like the big, strong guy with the soft tongue. Like you'd think he'd have like a power game in tennis. This is twinkle toes. He gets to everything. He got the soft touch back. He is the Charles Oakley of tennis in Broward County.
But I forgot about our other injury. You probably forgot. We're getting ready to play tennis one day. You opened a can.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Hey, you cut your friggin' finger. You had to go to the emergency room. I thought you cut your damn finger off that day. And you went, we can't play. And I go, what do you mean we can't play? And there was blood everywhere. Do you remember that, too? We're bad together, brother. We're bad together.
That must have been my stunt double.
Oh, man. This is the greatest interview ever. Eric, you're the best.
You are good, man. This is your life, brother.
Really hard to forget about. Joe, I'm so glad I came on with you this morning.
Hey.
Not only have you taken 15 minutes from my hour workout, but you just rekindled some beautiful memories. God bless you.
You get back up to Boca, man. Get back to your normal day. Eric, thank you, buddy. Always appreciate
you, Eric,
coming on. Thank you.
Same, guys, and excuse me for that slip. All right?
That's all right.
You never have to apologize on this show, Eric. We love you.
He forgot.
Eric Reed. Right. Eric Reed.
And I got to tell you, you know what? Every time I open a can, they go, you're real careful. I go, yeah, man, I played with a guy one day, cut his damn finger off. I'm making sure.
Oh, God. Get out of here, Eric. We'll talk to you later.
Eric, thank you, buddy.
Later, man. Later.
Good luck. Oh, man.
That was Eric Reed joining us on the Toy of
Oh, man. That was funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I ambushed him with the second one.
You did. I don't think I've ever heard that story.
I was waiting to get it.
I don't think you've ever told that one. I've always heard the one where you kind of like wrecked his shoulder. I've heard that.
I think were we both between relationships? I think, I don't remember. We were spending a lot of time together and playing sports. And, of course, he got real skinny and he was cut and I was still eating like crazy. But we were playing tennis, yeah. He literally, we had warmed up and stuff and he popped a can of, and I look over and he goes, I can't play. You go, and I look, God. And I mean, it looked like he took a damn knife to that finger.
But you could cut a steak with those tennis cans. Those things are so
you got to have respect.
Like, make an advancement in the tennis ball world. Like,
you would
don't
think
use
there
that?
Would be something. So like, I shut my hand now when I do it. Like, if I'm cutting something, it not gonna be one of those fingers like he did. I mean, I think of him every time I pop a can of tennis balls, a couple of times a week, man.
It is one of a great feeling, though, when you pop that thing, that nice tennis ball smell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is, actually. All right, listen, we got to go to break. Thank Eric Reed for coming on. He was outstanding today. He was outstanding, as he usually is, and known E for a long time. All right, I want to talk to you about another guy I've known for a long time. His name's Mike Okotsky. I'm talking about Mr. Choice Mortgage, and I want to just tell everybody out there, if you're not sure, you have a question about a mortgage, you have questions about interest rates, you're ready to refinance or reverse mortgage, debt consolidation, VA loans, or you've just been renting and you're ready to buy. Something new's gone up and you really like it and you're going, Michael Kotze, can I get this? And he's going to go, yeah, why are you renting for $2,000-$3,000 a month? Why haven't you called earlier so I can get this done? It's about great service. 7 days a week, he does not work banker's hours. He does not do that. This guy, this is how he makes a living, and he's really good at it. Been doing it for 25-plus years. No nonsense, just good old straight talk with him. And if you have any questions about anything, rates now, how much you'll save off the rates you have, whatever it might be right now, Mike Okotsky wants to let you know. Fixed rate still in the twos, man. So call him. Get it going today. I'm telling you, get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsky. I'm going to give you a cell phone number, and I want you to call or text him just to get started. Or if you just have a question, you don't even have to use him yet. Just tell me what you think. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms are always subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. I do it slow because it's important. It's 561-441-2730. You call him or text him today, tonight, over the weekend. It doesn't matter. You can always visit choicemortgage.com to get more information. Choicemortgage.com for a guy that is just absolutely the best at what he does, helping you. Mike Okotsky at Choice Mortgage. I want to thank Eric Reed for joining us a little bit, talk about his injuries and everything else that's happened in sports, including that LeBron stuff, though, was pretty funny, him up there. For the people that showed up at the last second, they threw that together. And by the way, how many of those posters did you guys get? I don't know. Do you remember? I remember walking out with
I don't have any. I don't have any. I wish I had about 10 of them.
I think I have one left.
I got rid of all of them. I had people ask for him, and I was like, yeah.
You gave him away.
All of them.
Yeah, right.
Never thought anything of it.
Yeah, but you were there, so you get the memory.
Yeah, well, it was a fun day.
Well, so does everybody watching on ESPN News when they went live to that.
Yeah, remember that whole thing? So they threw that thing together quickly, like,
yep,
right?
Yep. Well, LeBron signed. You were in the Bahamas. Remember, you had to come back. LeBron signed, and then all of a sudden, like, what, 48 hours later, they had that big celebration.
They threw that thing together, and they put together – and those little posters were nice, man. That was one of the nicest giveaways for people that end up keeping them. And of course,
did
like
it say
everything,
we did it? Is that what it said on there? We did it?
He said, yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Yeah, that's it. Yep,
that's
yep.
Right.
You ever check eBay to see if you can track any down?
No.
Yeah, all Joes are on eBay, but not from Joe.
No, you know what? I actually – I think almost all my nephews and stuff like that got them. I think it was all the family asking me if I had one, and everybody saw them, and kind of a cool moment. And that whole thing, though, with Eric Creed is the classic of the whole thing. Not one, right. Not two.
Of course.
He got, what did he get up to, seven? Is that what
seven.
I heard LeBron
right.
say,
yeah.
seven?
He got seven.
Problem
right.
is he took off before after four, so we had no chance. He was gone.
Was was the first media day, was that the one at the University of Miami? Do you remember that media day? Where I think the Heat had some kind of event, and they ended up doing a media day at the University of Miami, and they had like an auditorium for the big three to take a podium. And there must have been 500 people there. Do you remember
media.
That media
All
day? It was at the University of Miami, and they
I
used
don't.
Like the practice
no.
court. I mean, it was like everywhere there were media. It was insane.
We have never had anything in this town like those
that?
4 years. Those 4 years of what we got and what that arena was like every night. And I'm not trying to talk anybody to liking the guy or disliking the guy, whatever you think of him. He obviously, whether you hate him or not, or you love him or not, he's one of the greatest players of all time. You can rank him where you want. And I know recently Dr. J decided not to put him on the great team of all time. And he went with the old guys. And you know, everybody's going to have their own opinion. It doesn't
but
matter.
But when Dr. J does that, or one of the older players do that, do they look like old curmudgeons when they do that by not giving a guy that maybe plays in today's game enough credit? You know, like I understand Dr. J played in a totally different generation. I get it. And he was the LeBron of that time. He was the guy of that time. But, I mean,
Dr.
can you
J
not
and LeBron
see?
James have nothing in common.
I mean,
please.
They're the stars.
And by the way, nobody
league.
Under the age of 40 gives a crap what Dr. J thinks about anything.
Yeah, but
so
someone's going to say that
anyway?
In years anyway.
Nobody
no, but
well,
say
cares
that
what
anyway.
Dr. J says about anything. I didn't even know he said anything until you just brought it up.
Well,
if
you
care
you
what
did
Dr.
Know.
J
you're,
says.
You're going to tell me you didn't know he said it. I mean, come on. You didn't know he said it.
No, the LeBron
like
fan club
J.
doesn't care what Dr.
Okay,
J says.
Well, so you know.
The only time you see Dr. J each year is because they still, for some reason, use him as a judge in the dunk contest. That's the only thing I know that Dr. J does.
Do you know anything about Dr. J's background or
yeah,
anything?
I know he played basketball. In the ABA.
Why is it, though?
Middle of the road player
why
in the ABA.
Really middle of – yeah, okay.
Wow.
That's
wow,
good.
Wow,
he was one of the great players and inner city legend as a player.
But I am being serious. Who under the age of 40 really cares what any of these guys have to say?
I think they still care.
Under the age of 40? I mean, like, what does that matter?
You don't think
– You're over 40. You don't count
you
that.
You don't think LeBron and those guys care what he thinks? You don't
right.
think
it's, I think at a certain point, LeBron has probably let that stuff go because he realizes these guys are all out to rip him.
Not ripping him.
A lot
he
of
just
these
didn't
guys
put him
been.
On the first team.
Okay, but a lot of these guys have said stuff like that over the years with him.
But don't downplay Dr. J. Like, you sound stupid when you do that.
No athlete has lived up to the hype better than LeBron James.
There were some
it's
great.
Just true.
So you're a young guy, and I understand you don't get when you say stupid-ass stuff like you say
right.
all the time.
Come
but
on.
But to say that the old guys, there weren't some guys that had great careers is just, like, stupid. It's a great
Hollywood,
time
you ever hear
centers.
Of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Was he a good player? Or nah.
Are you just going to throw old guys' names out now?
Well, you can throw out a handful that are pretty good players.
I'm throwing out one of the best of all time.
Is that it's just irrelevant what Dr. J thinks. It doesn't matter.
He was asked. First of all, he didn't go, by the way, I want to make an announcement. He was asked, and he came up with, I don't know if he had Michael Jordan in there, to be honest. I think he might have left. Did he leave MJ out, too?
What, he put himself in there?
Now I have to look.
I think MJ
oh
might have, I think he might have left MJ off that list, too.
Wait a minute. If he did, I might have to go back
he,
to Hollywood.
He might have.
Would they ask him the best players ever? He goes, Dr. J,
wait,
Dr.
Okay.
J, and Dr. J.
No, he didn't put
right,
himself on
so.
There. Oh,
okay, that's great.
I'm pulling the article up, and the first thing on the bottom of the article says Julius Erving leaves LeBron James off his all-time lineup and relegates Mike to the second team.
So think
all right,
about
so now
that.
I'm back on Hollywood side on this.
No,
one.
I mean, it was a shot at both
guys.
I'm back on Hollywood side. So wait, so his first team consisted of Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Elgin Baylor, Wilt Chamberlain, and Bill Russell. All five of those players retired by 1974.
By the way, he left Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. off there too.
His second team is Magic, Larry, Mike, Karl Malone, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So,
yeah, I'm back. I'm on Hollywood side here.
It is impossible to do these greatest teams of all time. It is.
No, but Joe, Mike on the second team?
It's not impossible.
Mike?
I think Michael Jordan's the greatest player of all time. And the guy's entitled to whatever he says without you blasting him, because he was a really good player. Really, really good. If I'm not mistaken, spent years in the ABA before playing for the 76ers. So
Dr. J's biggest thing with LeBron was, quote, when you look at LeBron and anybody he sorts of picks with him, he played with so many guys. He's the guy who led the charge in terms of super teams being put together. When he put together the team in Miami, he put together that team in Cleveland, and then put together the super team in L.A. so he could pick his own team. I'm not going to pick his team. I'm not saying anything bad about LeBron, but he left him off the list because of that.
It's a very surprising old man take.
I didn't know he put Mike on
the way,
team too.
When Doc won, he had a pretty good team too.
He did. Wasn't that Moses Malone? Yeah, wasn't that the team he was on? Right.
He got
right.
Fo on his team. Right. Moses Malone, who at the time was dominating at the center position.
I mean, I give him credit, though, because it does help his argument to leave that part of it out, that he was on a really good team, too.
So I don't know if you ever look.
Forget that. I do respect that method of argument.
Go back and look at Pat Riley's Laker team. No, not Pat Riley, the coach. The coach had a good team. The team that Pat was on.
Right, the 72 team, right? Bill, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West. Yeah, that team was good.
They had a lot of good players.
Right.
I'll tell you, the Lakers never gets credit. Speaking of old guys talk, Gil Goodrich was a stud.
The forgotten Laker.
Stud. All right, listen.
I didn't know Dr. J put Mike on.
I did.
His second team. I didn't see that. Okay.
But so what, man? Why? Like,
no. Come on, Joe.
Doc is one of the fan favorites for his style of play of all time. One of the great dunkers.
Like, he was the first guy to dunk?
No, there were guys dunking a long time.
From the free throw line.
Why don't you study up there, Mr. Boca?
No, wasn't it disrespectful to dunk in the day?
Doc's got some of the greatest dunks of all time.
I know, but in the day, like when you were a kid, wasn't it disrespectful to dunk on people?
I did play in a time when you could not dunk in a game in high school, but I don't know how long that lasted. I did. You're right. I did play at that time when I was jumping up 12 and a half feet and hitting my head on the rim and stuff.
What a great era of basketball, and the dunk was disrespectful. No threes, no shot clocks.
You were up in Boca collecting cards, bro. Stop it. Hey, right now we got a lot more stuff to get to here. We want to jump on this real quick with my friends at Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Been around a long time. I got to tell you, Big Daddy Lenny, we lost them, but we didn't lose Era Round the Clock because Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them, this family-owned company, are still going strong, still got trained and certified technicians working 7 days a week. Listen, man, we got some really, really good news we want to share with everybody. The partnership with Rheem Air Conditioning Units and Air Around the Clock, you put those guys together, boy, they're ready to go. And I got two brand-new Rheem Air Conditioning Units here months ago, and I'll tell you, I'm glad I did because they were old, they were breaking down a lot, and getting those new ones, and if you want to do it, they got special financing available, 90% approval rate. You put them together with Rheem and Air Around the Clock, and you were talking about covering all of Broward, all of Palm Beach, and taking care of all of your air conditioning problems and doing it with unbelievable service. That's what Air Around the Clock has always done for you. So the next time you have any kind of problem, need a new air conditioning unit or need the one you have fixed, you need somebody to come out for your home or your business quickly, it's always Air Around the Clock. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Era Around the Clock.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dolphins legend and the head coach of American Heritage High School here in Plantation, Pat Surtain, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Pat, before we get into the 3,000 players that were drafted from your teams, what was it like to be there with your son? I mean, that had to be one of the proudest moments in your life, so having your kid get drafted. I was rooting for you, man. That was a great moment.
Yeah, what's up, fellas, man? Yeah, it's unexplainable, man, just to be there at the draft. You know, even though I got drafted, I didn't get the opportunity to be at the draft. It was just amazing. The NFL did a tremendous job, even though it was cold and rainy in Cleveland. You know, they made sure we were good. And Just to be back there in the green room and see all the other players and just hear the cheers when the guys, man, get the call, it was truly an amazing experience.
Pat, I always wonder, you guys are sitting back there and you're going through it and your son's got to be nervous. Did you have a pretty good idea that he might go to Denver? Or did you really go into that whole thing having no idea?
We had no idea. I know he, you know, with all the mocks, you never know what's going on. I knew that he had the opportunity to go between 4 and probably 12, you know, and then obviously Atlanta took Pitts and Jamar and then the guys, then Carolina took J.C. Horn. So we had, after they took J.C. Horn, I thought Denver was going to go for a quarterback and then he was going to fall to Dallas, but wow. Obviously, you know, George Payton, with him being at the Dolphins and all that, you know, they just couldn't pass on the man. And Denver is a wonderful franchise, and I'm happy that he's there.
Unbelievable. I can't even imagine the night, and we've all been thinking about you and going through it. The other part of this is your son's roommate is the first pick of the Miami Dolphins, and Jalen Waddle, who came on with us and called you Uncle Pat. I was just curious, what are the Dolphins getting? You've seen the healthy guy. What are your thoughts on the Dolphins pick?
Oh, man, probably the most explosive player in this draft. He can do everything, man. You line him up outside, in the slot, and then he has tremendous, tremendous value in the return game. I'm not sure if the Dolphins are going to allow him to return punts or kicks or anything like that, but just put the ball in the guy's hand and he can make a bubble or a 5-yard pass, take it 80. He's that special. He's elusive. He's a legit 4-2 guy, and he has tremendous hands. So the guy could do everything. He's a character kid. He's a hard worker, so they're getting a wonderful, wonderful ball player.
Pat, and I mentioned it when I introduced you. Did you have 7 guys drafted from your team? 7 guys drafted
ended up
from
with
American
six.
Heritage.
Six.
Was it 6 or 7? I lost count at one point. I can't believe. I mean, Pat, that is truly amazing.
Yeah, it's actually 6, and the 7 guy who we had come out, Nick Eubanks, he signed with Dallas. So, yeah, 6 guys drafted, man.
Wow.
It was in. We knew going into it that those guys had a chance, you know, what they had done in college and then, you know, everything pre-draft. And it's just remarkable, man. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, give credit to everybody. You know, it takes a village. And we've had a lot of guys in the program, you know, when those guys played that had a lot to do with their success. And obviously, you know, they're college coaches and everything, but to have 6 guys drafted in one draft from one school, man, I don't think that'll never be duplicated again. And we're not stopping, man. We got guys on top of guys that's in college all over and have a really, really good chance and an opportunity to make it to the next level. And it's inspiring for the young guys to see those guys go before them, the guys who laid the foundation. And it gives those guys hope that they can do it someday.
Pat, it's good for business, man. I am with you. I have so many different questions, but, you know, it's so funny because I have all the guys, we're all with each other, and we're all sitting around going, how many guys have ever been drafted from your high school? I say, I don't know, 1? And you had 6, you had 6 from one group of guys that played together, and it was just crazy. I got to ask you, the one that surprised me, and Pat, Anthony Schwartz, who can fly, and the only disappointment, we didn't get to see him in the combine to see what he was going to run. He went to third round to Cleveland. I didn't see him going that high. Did that surprise you a little bit or no?
To be honest with you, I'm surprised the Raiders didn't take him.
Yeah, right. That's a good point right there.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. You know, man, speed kills. And, yeah. And you know, I know people, Ant has his label out there that he's just a fast guy. But if you watch him, man, he's really refined. He's worked on his craft, and he runs routes. He catches the ball, you know, with his hands. I think he's a tremendous, tremendous asset to Cleveland. And Cleveland really stacking up at the receiver position. I think they're going to have a role for him. Yep. And like I said, man, you can't teach 4.2 speed in the league. And that's always going to be valued, and he definitely brings that to the table.
9 of the 17 players taken in Dayton Broward were from American Heritage and St. Thomas Aquinas.
Woof.
I got to ask you, talking to some of those kids, they all know each other. They almost all grew up together. It's such a small world, which is something brand new. Pat, you know all those guys as well.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because, you know, Elijah actually took a visit to American Heritage. Obviously, Asante, me and his dad, we're cool. So Pat been knowing him since a young age. And all those guys played park ball against each other.
Wow.
Together. So
crazy.
Yeah, they come up from a long way, man. Been friends throughout high school and kept in touch in college, and it's just truly, truly amazing to see 9 guys from, you know, 10 miles away from each other in high school going to the NFL draft in that radius, man. It's truly inspiring. Like I said, it gives kids who are coming up behind them hope, and you know, obviously, we're doing something right, man. And not only with them kids being great football players, they're great, great kids. And every last one of them who you named, the 9 kids, you know, I know them, and they're truly, truly special kids. So,
well,
it's good to see.
I know one thing. Three of the guys got drafted, and this is the other part, amazing. When you throw in Marco Wilson along with Tyson Campbell, is the first guy taken in the second round, by the way, almost goes in the first round, and your son, you had 3 cornerbacks go. Are you kidding me? Pat, what are you doing over there, man? What is it, bump and run and track? Or what are you doing, man, with those kids?
You know what, man? It's all about development. And like I said, there's a lot of guys responsible for that. Obviously, Mike Smith with the training program that he puts these high school kids through in high school is probably second to none, you know, in the country. And then, obviously, Chad Wilson, Marco's father, he was the defensive backs coach at the time. And,
wow.
So he kind of groomed them guys. And then, obviously, Darryl Porter, he's the defense coordinator. So a lot of guys, you know, had something to do with their development, man. And it's especially, obviously, going to a program like Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. You know, those guys have premium defensive back coaches and obviously develop them a little bit more at the college level. But to have 3 guys go first round at 9, the first pick of the second round, and then the fourth round, it's crazy, man. And, it's all the credit to those guys and their work ethic and their want to. So happy for them, and they're going to do great things in the league.
Pat, you got feeling the pressure now? Because now you got to get 7 guys drafted, you know, from the next group of kids. You can't do 6 anymore. 6 is too little. You got to get 7 or 8 guys now. Feel
a
little pressure now?
Let me be the first to break it to you. It ain't going to happen again, brother. You just set a record in the whole frigging country.
I'm trying to think how many guys that we have eligible to come out next year. So I'm not quite – I'm not quite sure that it's 7. It may be 4, 3 or 4, which is still a wow. Tremendous feat. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Pat, I got to ask you another question. It has to do with the Dolphins in general. You and Sam played together. You had 37. He had 38 picks, which, by the way, just unbelievable numbers. I want to ask you about playing the slot and finding a cover for the slot. Not easy. 2-way go, over the top when you don't get help and too deep. Did you ever play that? Or you and Sam ever play that? I only remember you guys being on the outside. And what's it take to be a good slot corner that everybody's looking for all the time?
Oh, I actually did play in the slot. My whole career, but I played in the slot when T-Buck was there at the corner. And it's a premium position. Those guys are getting paid like stars now. And with the league going to such a passing game, you need a guy in the slot who's dependable. And it's a lot of field of cover. You have to be smart because you're a hybrid. So you have to cover. You have to come up and tackle. You have to blitz. Sometimes you might roll back at safety. So it's a valuable position. The guys I think about in the league now who does it all, Chris Harris and the Moore kid from Indianapolis is pretty good. You know, those guys have a pretty good feel for it. But like right. I said, man, it's a premium position in the league. And more guys are getting drafted to the NFL just to play that slot. And there's a name for it at the college level, which is the star position. And those guys are very valuable to the team. And I'm not sure who plays it for the Dolphins. Is it Roe or I'm not sure who's in there, but they should be valued as a star, absolutely.
Well, like you said, you're always looking for one of those guys. Hey, Pat, and thanks, man. I just wanted to just congratulate you, and we wanted to talk to you about what just happened, setting a record for the NFL outside of IMG, the college academy up there where they don't go to school and they just play football
right.
all the time. So that guy always gets mad at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, they don't count. They don't count. By the way, all those guys were on the team when we beat IMG, so that's a feat in itself as well.
Tell them, Pat.
Pat. I totally forgot about that till I read that.
Yeah.
How the hell did you beat that team? Nobody beats that team.
Exactly. We beat them.
Semi-pro.
And no one knew those guys would be pros at the time, but we actually had seven pros on the team. So
oh, Pat, you're beautiful. Pat, congratulations, man, to you and your family. Really, really great stuff. And I promise you, I'm not bothering you anymore. I'm done. I'm done with you, Pat. You don't have to worry.
Come on, man.
Thank you, man.
He's lying.
Family,
he's lying.
I come on. Yeah, boy.
I just got to tell you, there's some other high schools that are saying we're getting a little carried away, and they're wondering if you and I are having a relationship right now or if I'm getting a new job. So I'm done with you, man, right now. Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all be easy.
All right. Head coach of American Heritage Dolphins legend, Pat Surtain, joining us on the Toyota Hollywood Hotline with the quality control coach of American Heritage, Joe Rose.
No, I heard that one. I did hear that last week. Somebody said, how many times are you going to have Pat on, man? You made your point. And I was like, oh, man.
Just show me someone else who's got six guys drafted, and one other guy picked up. Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it's great kids, man. Just what a group. A little bit of everything. Running back.
Right.
Wide receiver. Defensive tackle. Some of them. Gators, Marco, Slayton, great stories. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Zach, what do you have for us this morning, by the way?
All right, just a couple days until Mother's Day, and I got the answer for you. If you have not gotten something nice yet, it's Diamonds Direct. After the last year, don't you think that she deserves something really, really special? Because if you do, then that's the answer for you. It's Diamonds Direct. They put together an incredible collection of Mother's Day gifts, timeless and meaningful gifts that she can enjoy for years to come. How about a birthstone ring, diamond earrings, earrings with colored gemstones, stackable rings, eternity bands, pendants, pearls, you name it, they have it there. Or if maybe this is the Mother's Day where you want to get that new center diamond for an engagement ring or that three-stone ring, whatever it is, whatever the budget is, Diamonds Direct is going to work with you and get you the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Diamonds Direct has asked their designers to send in all that new and unique fashion jewelry that they have from all over the country. Really fashion-forward pieces that any woman will love. And like I said, after the last year, she deserves something special. And that's what Diamonds Direct is famous for. Gifts that make a statement with your love and admiration. So if it's her first Mother's Day, her 10th, her 20th, their 60th, whatever it is, make it one to remember. Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're gonna love it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.